Welcome, everybody, to The Big Call tonight. It's Tuesday, July 1st, and you're listening to The Big Call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, and we're looking forward to having a very good call again tonight. I hope everybody's ready and tuned in and ready to go. But before we get going too far, I want to pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be another wonderful teaching that she's found for us, which will edify us, strengthen us, and build us up in Jesus' name. So let's pray the call in. Lord God, we just thank you so much for where we are in this process and the fact that things are happening fast and furiously for us and for our country and for the world. We thank you for all that's being done right now behind the scenes, and let it come through in your perfect timing, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, wonderful time. Bob's favorite time of the week, I think. 9 o'clock, Tuesday night, we get started with a great teaching, and we really enjoy talking about it and discussing it and tossing it around. So whenever you're ready to go, we're all ears, Sue. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce and Bob and everyone. You know, I was thinking about what this really does. It brings us home. Mm-hmm. It brings us home to our dream. It brings us home to Christ. It's like, you know, coming in from the worldly day and mm-hmm. going up and down into the truth and the lived experience of what we're about to go through. So I'm dedicating this to all the disciples of Christ and the GCR and the coming changes.
Amen.
Discipline leads to joy. Rather, he must be hospitable, one who loves what is good, who is self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. Titus 1:8. There are many things that compete for our limited amount of time and energy. These things often steal our joy. I used to complain to God about my schedule being too busy. I'd say, God, how could anyone be expected to do all that I have to do? Then God showed me that I was the one who made my schedule, and nobody could change it but me. God showed me that simplifying my schedule was the way to simplify my life. Ask God to show you what changes you can make to eliminate the stress of rushing, and then discipline yourself to make those changes. Spend time with God first, and you'll find that the remainder of your time will be more fruitful and peaceful. Decide today that you're going to manage your schedule instead of allowing it to manage you, literally in every one of our courses. Mm-hmm. So that something good is going to happen. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in God, will gain new strength and renew their power. Isaiah 40:31. Hope is a positive expectation that something good is going to happen. Because of God's great love for you, it is not a wishy-washy, wait-and-see attitude, but a mindset we must choose on purpose each day. Hope reminds us to believe that God has a plan, things are going to work out. It's the sometimes unexplainable, but always undeniable feeling that today would be a bad day to give up. When you choose hope, you're choosing to keep moving forward, knowing that God will make a way. When facing a difficult day or a tough situation, choose hope over despair or discouragement. God is in control. So have the discipline that leads to joy and know with hope that something good is going to happen. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I thought that was a very important teaching. And thank you for bringing it out so beautifully to us tonight, because this was reiterated in the teaching itself tonight, that hope is a positive expectation, the expectation of something positive happening in our life today or in the very near future. And that's why we never give up. You all have heard the expression, never, ever, ever give up. And there's some truth to that. Now, it might mean that we change direction, might mean that we do something differently, but we're always moving forward. And the idea of a blessed hope, which is what we have in Christ, a blessed hope, is that something positive is going to happen. You know, I think it was Oral Roberts that said, something positive is going to happen for you today. And I think that's how we should want to start out every day, believing for something good. I think he said something good is going to happen for you today. And I want to believe that too. Something good is going to happen for all of us today, tomorrow, the next day, and so on. And I think, Sue, what you brought out earlier was the concept of arranging your schedule so that you don't have too much in it, so that you can enjoy the day, enjoy your life, and not cram so much in a period of time that you can't even get it all done. And then in the process, you're hurrying through it so much, there's no way to really appreciate what is accomplished. It's really important to plan the schedule, allowing for a free space, for free time, for time to go outside and listen to the birds, walk, spend time in nature, meditate, pray, everything, you know, create time for God. You know, make time, especially if you can wake up in the morning and make time to be with God. Even if it's only 5 or 10 minutes of quiet time, of prayer, of speaking with God, and then let God speak to you. You know, make your requests known to God if you have any, or speak them out into existence. When you speak, you create a living thing. And that living thing will either manifest in something good or something bad, depending on how you say it and what you say. So I love the idea, Sue, of starting out the day in a positive expectation for something good to happen to each of us today, and continue that and confess that to God too. Say it out loud. You know, say it to him, and then wait to see what manifests and see how he speaks back to you that day and through the day. And I think that really is what I got out of the teaching. And I think it's a wonderful teaching, because it does put us on the right path to go forward from where we are right this minute. Bob, how does that teaching line up with what you know and what you do, and how does it sound to you, and what would you comment about it?
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. I was just getting the sense about these teachings in general, and how fortunate we are to be able to, not once but twice a week, receive these teachings, and how they always have the power and the potential to help us set our minds and our hearts into this positive direction. And it not only is a pleasure during the moment, the 5 minutes of the teaching twice a week, but is kind of an energy that we can bring with us that helps with a benefit for the whole week long. And so this particular teaching, I really like the idea about discipline equals joy. And I started thinking about getting up first thing in the morning and remembering that and allowing that to create the impetus for a structure of things that can lead to that joy, you know, beginning with a prayer in the morning and gratitude, you know, to God for what's to come during the day, and to even spend a minute examining yourself to say, all right, how am I going to do it? How am I going to go about this day? And there are certain things we all do. We have to eat food and drink water. And is our intention set that we're going to be sure to give thanks for the food and to bless the food and to request a blessing for those who have no food and to bless the water? Without water, we could not even be alive. Humans can't live without water. Yet we take water from the tap and, you know, boil the eggs or drink it without much thought to the fact that this gift of water on our planet makes all life, you know, go. The oceans, the rains, and the humans that are 65% water. Why not give great thanks for that water? And then to exercise and enjoy the movement and the glory and the magnificence of a human body that lets us move around and go see different things, go from room to room, town to town, as Jesus did. And also, early on in the day, in the morning, set your mind focused on something good you're going to do for another person, whether they're there with you, or is it somebody you're going to call, or somebody you're going to meet later that day, and have an intention, have thoughts about their needs, their feelings, and what might you do on this glorious day to bring joy to somebody else. And to improve, to do better today than before, where we might look around at our environment, whether it's inside or our house or outside, maybe somewhere in the neighborhood, what can we do to make the environment a little more like paradise, right? They say paradise is where we live, so let's clean it up and make it look nice.
That's right.
And the improvement of ourself with our focus, so discipline and focus, and how is it that I can focus more today on God than I did the day before? And with this ultimate focus, you not only can witness God's paradise, but you can create a paradise within with that focus on God. You create the paradise of your own choosing that chooses the power and the energy of God to power your life, and that your awareness of this in your consciousness is itself a form of discipline that leads to joy.
Mm-hmm. That's
good.
So beautiful, good. Bob. Very beautiful.
Very much so. That's great. Yep. Yes, and I'm picturing us having the freedom to move about, Bob, and to enjoy our lives and to travel and to go places, you know, like you're doing next week, you know, or Saturday rather. So, Sue, Bob made some really good points there. And I do enjoy that teaching because I think it's important. Now, you are a person who is very disciplined. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a very regulated day, and you allow time, space, to do certain things and to have time for yourself and time for God And I know you're very disciplined on your fitness, on your diet, on your sleep, everything, all of those five or six areas
that you brought up. Yeah.
Lifestyle medicine. You're into all that, and you do all that, and have been doing all of that for decades.
Yep.
Most of it you've done for three or four decades. Well, I think that's wonderful that you have had that discipline. So tell us how you would rate this teaching and what you receive from it and how it relates to discipline for you, etc.
Well, there's so much here. It's just rich and alive with, and I'm going to start with Bob. In lifestyle medicine, they didn't go into the one piece that will begin to make all those pillars of well-being come together, and that's the frequency emotional component. And I just love the way, I'm going to get to you, Bruce, but I love the way Bob and felt so honored with the way you let the teaching land and reflect on it. And I hope everybody's having this experience, because what we're all describing here, and you described it too, Bruce, was saying, you know, hope is about choosing something positive, is the act of sacred discipline. And where we are tonight as a group, as a community, or anybody listening to this tomorrow, I believe we're in a transition from the separation of matter and spirit into divine union. And divine union being making, like Bob said, the waters, thinking about the water, reconnecting, regenerating into the understanding that with regenerative systems, you look not just at you and the partner and the house you live in and what you're doing, but how it's going to bring the whole system to life. And that's what we're doing. Every time we come to this call, we're allowing ourselves to be in the transition of, you know, wanting to bring our projects, yes, but we're deepening and internalizing and really integrated, that's why we chose the word integrated minds. Well-being is integration. Dis-ease is separation. So we have a world that we're all living in that up until we came along, because that's our charter, was living in silos and separation and division. And it's going to be very powerful. I'm going to say this over and over and over, as I have in the 210 classes. And I say that because it's about something that I hope we all live and create. If you look at the way leadership has been on this planet, domination, hierarchy, divisiveness, separation, all of it. And you look at how, if you think of a leader, you don't think of a person that's going out for a walk, Bruce, and smelling the roses or whatever. You don't think of a person that's making mindful, clear, non-reactive choices. You see people that are fighting each other and working together for a while and then fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Just incredible reaction. And so I hope that by listening to this teaching, it landed so deeply with the witnessing of Bruce's beautiful comments about hope and, you know, choosing the discipline of being positive. It's really going against what you see in the world, and it can make you feel different if you don't want to be a hustle leader. And then Bob with his gratitude and the beauty and the sacredness of the way he brings in and reconnects everything so you can actually feel what it would be like if you lived your life as if you were unified with God and Christ. You chose to be your sacred self, not your day-to-day object, mundane self, but you're unified with the divine self. And you moved in a rhythm, and you moved with perceptions, and you actually lived as that. And so I hope that's what got accomplished tonight as a seed for how we rebuild our world.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Sue. That's very good. I like that summary. It's very nice. And I know that this teaching means a lot and some different things to each of us. But I think we can understand the concept of living without chaos, with organization, with discipline, and as divine beings. So thank you, Sue. Very important. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. And Sue, as we now move into our prayer and praise time, do we have any prayer requests or praise reports to put out tonight?
Let's see. I hope I get this right. Oh, no.
Okay.
This is a problem. Okay. I'm going to have to, I got to reboot my computer. So
you have to reboot? Okay,
there.
I got you.
I have something. Can you do a little something? I saw something go by my desk today on, it's a little weird timing, but anything on how the contract rate has nothing to do with the Zim, so I'll be right back, okay?
Bye. What do you mean the contract rate has nothing to do? It's not the Zim. That's correct. There is no contract rate for the Zim. The contract rate refers only to the Iraqi dinar. The Zim is a flat one-to-one rate with the U.S. dollar, period. The dinar has a bank screen rate, a redemption center screen rate, and it has a contract rate, which is designed for us, whether you have, for those of us who have projects, whether you have Zim or not, doesn't matter. But if you've got dinar, they'll either offer you the contract rate, which is quite high, or you can ask for the contract rate. It's sort of on a secondary screen at the redemption centers. You can forget about it if you're going to the bank. Forget all about it. And you can't go to the bank for the Zim. That's designed only to be used at the redemption center as long as redemption centers are open. Okay, that's the precursor for the intel tonight. Sue, do you have it pulled up yet? Rebooted? Not yet. Okay. So, it's pretty interesting what's going on with Alligator Alcatraz. You guys have all heard about that by now. Yep. Deep in the heart of what's it called? Kind of Alligator Alley area in the Florida swamp. And they already have a number of detainees there, I heard yesterday. So that's a holding facility. And with an 11,000-foot runway, easy to get transport jets in and out, and they might be bringing some in, and they should be taking a lot out, sending them back to their home country, country of origin. No harm, no foul. You can leave now. The smartest way to go is what they call self-deportation. where our government will pay you, if you're an illegal alien, $1,000 to leave this country because you came in illegally. You're not.
I'm back.
You're not. You know, you're back, Sue? Okay. Thank you. Are you up and running?
Up and running.
Okay, Sue, take us away. Praise reports, prayer requests.
Okay, here we go. From Scott, last week I didn't send in text for praise or prayer. I was at a fatherhood conference. It was my first professional outing in 2 years. It was good, but taxing 2 days. My praise is I functioned quite well. My prayer is to continue to heal in my head so my ability to communicate and reason gets better, especially as we get closer to the blessing. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. So we will ask that this entire community and all the community in Christ throughout the world, throughout the heavens, throughout the multiverses, pray for you, Pastor Scott, and surround you with your complete, and we know it's already complete, because you've chosen it, Christ has chosen it, it's here now. We know that it's done, we know that you're well, and we know that we're blessed to know you and to know what is going to be coming through you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen.
Prayer for my husband. Please pray that my husband's job will be less challenging and more fun and something he'll find joy in, even in the most aggravating and sometimes impossible situations. Please pray he will rise above every challenge and rest in the comfort of knowing that God is in control and his plans, working things out for his good and God's glory. Please pray that God will make a way for him to have the financial freedom to do the things he loves to do while being a blessing to others. Sincerely yours, Susanna. And that's so beautiful that you want your husband's suffering and his attention on these things that he can really control with his attention. So we're going to see your husband, Susanna, moving his attention inside of himself and saying, I am with Christ creating my experience of reality. And I'm choosing to focus my thoughts on the power and my feelings on the power and the energy and the vitality that is in me that is rising to transcend what I'm experiencing now, knowing that I'm going to have the RV, and imagining what would I choose if I were living it right now in my experience. I'd be free. I'd be empowered. I'd be thinking this is just a little blip on the way to the finish line. I'd be choosing what would empower me right in the now, not being dependent on circumstances to change, but on changing how I view circumstances from the place of my Christ power inside of me. I'm a conqueror. I'm victorious. Nothing outside of me has any power. And this is my practice to live that and to become that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. It's good, Sue. It's really good. Yep. That's right. And it's all how you look at your circumstances and how you deal with these things and what your attitude is at work and how you deal with these circumstances. That makes all the difference in the world.
This is another one. I can't tell if this is from another Susanna. I didn't look.
Oh, is it possible? Is it possible?
I don't
have
know.
Two Susannas? I don't think so.
Please pray that God's will be done in my life regarding the RV. please pray that we will get the 800 numbers soon so we can start making a substantial difference in the world. Again, there's a little bit of a pattern here, and that's my job on the planet, self-reference. We don't have to wait for the RV. The RV is giving your power to something outside of you, and that's something I'd like to see everybody stop doing, because the more you can return the power to your ability to focus and flow your energy in Christ into, I have the power to do something significant today. I'm so grateful that I'm reclaiming that power. I am in this moment noticing the power I have to choose and feel the power that I'm experiencing by just hearing these words from Sue. I know and I can feel that people are feeling this right now. I can feel it. Return your power back to you. You're sovereign. You just took on the powers outside of you, that you have to wait for something outside of you, that love is outside of you, everything is outside of you. Return it back to Christ in you. And then that can be the miracle, even greater than the RV. In Jesus' name, we see everyone sovereign, empowered, choosing their highest right now, and not deferring into the future. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Oh, one more thing.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Thank you, Henry. Where's the last one here? Is this from, from Jeannie, Jenya.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 145. Mm-hmm. Of David, I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Now think about that. That's inside you. That's the power that's inside you. Don't just hear it as words. It's the energy inside of you. Praise that energy. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you. Every second I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord in me and most worthy of praise, this greatness to no one can fathom. Praise God for who he is and what he has done. God is alive in you. For God's greatness, his faithfulness to us in times of trouble, his everlasting love and mercy, always right there, instantly with you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of a new month, July 2025. Mm-hmm. We're grateful for your faithfulness and blessings in this past month. And we ask for your continued presence and guidance as we await the RV blessings and med beds. And we remember how many moments of little glimpses, of powerful words, of amazing experiences we've had. We pray to be great stewards, to make the right decisions, and for your peace to surround us in every situation, especially with the RV blessing. May this month be filled with your grace, your love, and your favor. We surrender our plans, our work, and our worries to you, asking that you shape our hearts to align with your will. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen.
And amen.
Everyone have a blessed week, and hope and pray we get the 800 numbers this week. Jeannie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate that. That's a good prayer. That was a very good prayer, and yes, we will discuss that in the Intel segment. Thank you very much. Sue, anything else in the way of prayer and praise tonight?
Prayer and praise is now complete, Bruce.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Wonderful job on all that. And, I just keep mulling over things in my mind that I will share during my intel segment. And don't forget, the 4th of July is Friday. And I have to comment on that. I'll make sure to comment on what that might mean for us. Okay, Sue? We have not really talked about what you would like to discuss tonight.
So this,
whatever you're saying is new to me, and you might have an offering, or you might not. I don't even know. So
listen up, Buttercup.
Listen up, Buttercup. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to start with a quote. And it's different. That's what we do here. We do different. Mm-hmm. They who command or control may be powerful, but they who have mastered themselves are mightier still.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it time to think about how you're going to master your new identity? The person that said that was Lao Tzu.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to be finding that you listen to Bruce, later on, but we're really approaching the moment that it's going to be time to reflect on who do I choose to be and what am I going to release from the post. We're moving into the post-scarcity era. So what does your identity look like when you have abundance? What's going to be different? I'm going to get into that. But before I do, and I have a testimonial, I just have an announcement to make. This week, I'm going to be engaged in a strategic project and focused on sort of a long-term mission that I'm kind of finishing up. And because of that, here's what we're going to do with the MedBed and designing your best future. So this is for you, Bruce. You may, if you have sent us and have heard from us, check your emails. If you've sent your MedBed 100 and we've sent you an invoice, we'll be getting to those probably on Friday. There'll be plenty of time. You'll hear that in Bruce's segment.
Maybe, yes.
If you are still interested, so this is for your closing, Bruce, if you're still interested in receiving them and you're hearing that Sue, Sue's pulling back for 5 days, what you want to do is send us the email, and this is for the MedBed 100, which is about how you're going to make the most effective decisions, prepare yourself for your interview, listen to a group of people so you don't feel isolated and alone and uninformed, 2 classes, and get to mentally rehearse, like live, the experience of getting into the med beds. That's called psychological preparation, psycho-spiritual preparation. That's what you get in the med bed. And designing your best future, you get what to do as soon as you walk out of the Redemption Center. And it's designed it's really for the next 6 months. It's kind of what, it's an overview of what you're going to be going through, but the first class in that 4-class series, each of these teachings is $100, $25 a class. MedBed's 2 classes, so it's $50. You are going to get literally the living experience, so you'll be able to think about, what do I want to create here? How do I want to move through my priorities? What is it? It's going to help you to reflect and deepen so you can make the most effective decisions for you. It's not telling you what to do. It's setting the table so you can go like a buffet and say, I'll have a little bit of this. Oh, that looks good. I'd like that for my start. Oh, yum. I'm going to have this. And it's going to make it so you have a meal, not fast food information. This is a meal. This is preparing you so you're full with wisdom. All you have to do, send us an email if you're still interested. You'll tell them what to do, Bruce, at the end. Integrated Minds with Hushmail. But you won't be hearing from us unless you've already heard from us until Monday, because we've got to be very focused on our other things.
Friday or Monday?
Monday. We get back on Friday, but you won't be hearing from us until Monday. So here's what I want you to think about. This is going to be something. I thought I had my testimonial here. Oh, too bad. I do. Hold on a sec. Here's what I'm going to gift you with, because I like to think, I like to use my empathy muscles, and I want people to be gifted with something that they can do in the meantime, in this week leading up to Liberation Life. And I'm going to start with a testimonial. This is from this wonderful woman, Ms. I, I'm going to call her. She said, I'm praying and believing with my whole heart and mind that the med bed will restore all damage done. I practice visualizing myself leaving my walker, my cane, and my bed forever to go on a beautiful 20-mile mountain hike near lovely rapid streams again, watching fish jump out of the water, rapids as to be seen, animals watching you with open curiosity as I talk with my Father. A mere glimpse of heaven with my Lord God Most High. Thank you. Your teachings are always thought-provoking, exciting, challenging, and life-changing. You're the Big Call Universe's professor of enhanced vision, mastery, and life expansion. And so this woman was just going on. And so we're going to take you on a little bit of a glimpse. If you haven't been using the power to practice and live in your end result, or living in the end, living in what Christ's vision for you is, we're going to help you with that. Because there's you that you've been, that was shaped by scarcity, by parents, by systems, by people all around you, that didn't know their full abundance. So here's what we're going to call this. We're going to call it your post-scarcity identity activation. And it's just 2 minutes. So close your eyes. And I want you to just take a nice, slow, deep breath in. And then let it all go. Take another deep breath in. Really let that come into your whole being and then release it with a deep exhale. And say in your heart, I'm not who the world told me I was. I'm choosing who God says I am.
There you go.
And now see Jesus before you and feel his gaze feel his knowing and feel him flowing his energy into you and hear him speak, "You are my beloved. You were never made for lack. You were made to overflow. I'm so proud of you, what you are, what you've carried, and now it's time to let go and open to receive my glory in all areas of your life." And let his words and let this 2-minute rehearsal of your true identity, let them rewrite every cell in your body with the truth. See the old version of you to your left, weighted down, confused, maybe overgiving, undergiving, striving, melting away in a wave of golden light. And now breathe into the center of your chest and realize tonight when you go to sleep and tomorrow when you wake up to practice this and realize you're not the past you. You're opening to the new version of yourself, the light of Christ version. You're radiant, you're clear, you're creatively alive, you're overflowing, a steward of wealth and love, and a bringer of heaven to earth, and say, "I receive the mind of Christ. I receive my unlimited provision and divine identity. Thank you. I am whole. I am new. I am completely regenerated. Thank you, Christ." Now open your eyes and feel what you felt in your body. And notice how when you close your eyes and you bring your sacred attention and intention, the feeling of who your spirit is in freedom, without the world, just you and Christ in a new identity. Feel that freedom anchored in you and use that as a practice to help you walk forward grounded in the liberated and light-filled reality of who you really are. And so that's going to be our gift to you tonight. We'll embrace your interest in the bed beds and the designing your best future. Starting, send your emails, but we will be working with those on Monday. What day is Monday? Hold on, I'll
tell you
in a second.
It's the 7th.
The 7th? Yeah. So we're not going to be going back and forth unless we've talked to you already. We just have to be we have to go deep dive on our work this week. And that's where we are, and that's our gift to this community tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. And I'll reiterate that in my segment. Thank you for that meditation, and that was a gift from you. Thank you, Sue, for that very much. And even though Sue will not, she will be stepping away, she still plans to be here Thursday on the big call.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, that'll be good. And I believe we'll have the call Thursday, but we will see. I think we will. Okay. Thank you, Sue, very much. Let's move into Bob's arena. Bob, I know you're going on vacay starting on Saturday the 5th. And our last call this week will be Thursday the 3rd. So we're excited about a new month. And I'm excited about any new testimonials you might have. And is there anything new in the way of a sale for the month of July?
Thank you, Bruce. There is a few testimonials that came in, and the sale is not new. It's still the same one where we have the 10, 15, and 20% discount based on the volume of your order. And we got these testimonials that came in. A lot of them were very interesting. This one from a man that said, he's using our Gladiator Barley, and he said, I feel like a young man again after taking the Boomer products that they sent me. I will take these products the rest of my life. Thanks so much to Boomer products.
Great.
That's a good one to remember. Here's another. This woman wrote in about Myotrol. I've been taking the Myotrol for a few months. I feel stronger, and I'm able to keep up with adult kids and grandkids. I hope to be seeing even more improvement as time goes on. Thank you for this product.
Amen. That's good.
This lady sent in a video. And she's also talking about Myotrol. And listen to this. I found out about Boomers on the Big Call. It's been wonderful and very helpful for me. I tell my friends and new people about Myotrol, and I hope this new lady I met yesterday will be able to get some in order to help her. She has a lot of muscle problems. She's older than me. She's 82. She has a great smile, and I hope she will feel better soon. Thank you so much for all your help and understanding.
Oh, that's good. That's wonderful. Yep. That's great news.
Here's one that this man wrote this in. He's talking about the dynamic combo, Barley and Boomer Boost. He says, thanks for your continued service to all communities. This product is exceptional.
Well, that's wonderful, too. That's true.
About collagen. This person says, amazing product. I'll continue with it forever. Thanks for keeping the prices discounted.
That's right. If you want collagen, you can get it 10, 15, or 20% off, depending on how much you want and any other products that you want to add to it. Yep.
Now, this is a very interesting testimonial about Myotrol, Bruce. This man wrote in, I had a swollen ankle for over a year. It forced me to compensate for it and avoid uneven terrain. A small roll to the side would be painful. I've been taking the Myotrol for 2 to 3 weeks, and I've started noticing that I'm walking faster with purpose rather than slowly with caution. I'm excited to see the improvements continue.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We want to see that.
And this is another one came in from a man about Myotrol. I'm a 58-year-old Gen Xer. I began taking Myotrol to gain some slipping energy levels I had been experiencing. Since taking it, I've noticed a rejuvenating vigor from my youth. I do get tired midday, but I have energy to keep going into the afternoon and even have the urge to work out. Light and easy at first, my reps and weights have increased, and I'm ready to be 30 again. Thank you, Boomers, for these world-class benefits.
That's good.
That's it for the testimonials.
And, well, Bob, you've seen that happen in your own life with the idea of reps and weight increasing for you with Myotrol, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was right away, like within just a couple of times. And what I'm really looking forward to is this, Bruce. There's a new place in town, and this is interesting. Anybody lives in the Tampa, Sarasota, Clearwater, St. Pete area, or if you live in Buffalo, New York, there's a company that has this new exercise routine where you go and they give you a pair of neoprene pants and a shirt that you put on, and then they put you into this vest that has all these wires coming out of it, and the vest is hooked up to a power supply with like 20 knobs, and they turn on each knob and they get a tingling sensation going through those muscle groups, and they adjust everyone so that you're comfortable but that you can feel it. And then you exercise with really light weights, like 3 pounds. But because the electricity is going through you, those 3 pound weights feel like you're lifting 50 pound weights.
Oh, no kidding.
And it's the idea is that once a week you get a 20 minute workout, and it's the equivalent of working out 3 times a week for an hour of regular exercise.
Wow.
And so I went and did my trial. They give you a free session at the beginning so you can try it to see if you like it. And when I get back from Alaska, I'm going to start going once a week. And it's a really great thing.
Neoprene, Bob, is like, if I understand it right, it's like putting on a wetsuit, which is made of neoprene, right? Okay, that's what it is. And then if I see this right, these electrodes that are on the vest that you wear over it, those electrodes essentially are connecting across through your muscle, right? Is that how it's working, or each electrode sends its own charge, or it's making a connection through the muscle, through the nerve in the muscle?
Well, it's sending us an electrical pulse, through the wires into the connection that is attached to the vest that you put on. And,
I get that.
And then what it does is it makes a closed circuit throughout your whole body.
Yeah.
So your entire
body
is
doing
exercise at the same time. Yeah.
Right.
So it's a closed circuit.
Closed circuit. That's what it's doing. It's making a connection, a closed circuit from one side to the other, all the way through your body. That's really cool. Legs too, Bob? Not only the upper body, but the legs too? Yeah?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
So anyway, I'm looking forward to trying it because I have Myotrol and Gladiator Barley, and I've given some to the owner of the company who was at the St. Pete Center about a week ago when I was there. And so we're going to do a trial to see how people do with Myotrol and this electric stim workout at the same time.
So the fact that you're using a 3 pound weight, the net effect is as if you were lifting 50 pounds. Is that the idea?
Yeah, it's different for each person, but what it does is it makes it really difficult to lift that 3 pound weight.
Oh, it makes it
and
difficult.
And there's more to it than it makes it really hard, as if you had a 50-pound weight in your hand, you know.
Oh, my God.
But that would be for somebody my size. for, you know, a small woman that weighs 90 pounds, it's going to feel as if they were trying to lift 15 pounds, you know, something really heavy for them. And
I got you.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to trying it out. And if anybody wants to know about how to get in touch with them, you know, they can send us an email or call the office and we'll get you the website.
Okay, cool.
Anyway,
that's very cool.
So I just wanted to let people know. Then, and it's also, you know what else? Has all these other great things there, too, where it has red light therapy devices. It has cold plunge and sauna.
Mm.
And it has hyperbaric oxygen and PEMF and all that. They have all these rooms with these different different therapies.
Okay.
And so anyways, that I'm glad they opened up right nearby where my office is.
Is it not too far down the street, Bob?
It takes about 10 minutes to get there.
Okay, cool.
Yep. But that's close. Our county is, you know, it takes an hour to drive from one end of our county to the other. It's 35 miles long and lots of stoplights.
But, sure,
You know, I was thinking about this, Bruce. You know, all these testimonials we heard, a lot of them are about things that people are feeling that aren't necessarily related to their muscles. And we can remember that Myotrol is not only designed for your muscles, it's also designed to help with energy. And when we make energy in our cells, we make it in the mitochondria, and there's a very complex set of chemical reactions that occur in order to make a molecule of ATP, a molecule of energy. And it requires numerous little mini metabolic pathways, not the least of which is you have to get oxygen, you know, into your cells, and you have to have water in your cells and in the membrane and in the membrane of the mitochondria. And then you have to have, you know, NAD, which you make from other molecules, that then NAD, you know, puts off metabolites of NAD plus and NADH, and those have to be in balance for you to have a really good fine-tuned energy-making mitochondria. And those things are controlled by gene sets. And Eric Kurtz, the scientist that made Myotrol, is one of the people that figured out which genes have to be stimulated in order to make your mitochondria as efficient as possible. And so when you take those pills, that's what happens. All of a sudden, your mitochondria, which are kind of chugging along, making enough energy to keep you alive, but not enough to make you feel vibrant, all of a sudden, those mitochondria go into high gear and start producing more energy. And 25% of that energy is used up in your brain. And without enough energy from your mitochondria, you are going to have a sluggish brain. And that's why people in these testimonials are talking about how they feel better. And that energy also helps all your other systems. It helps with building muscle, but it also helps with things like digestion. And so you get these very interesting testimonials of people that are saying, oh, my ankle feels better. Well, your body's healing itself better when it has more energy. And your circulation improves when you have more energy. And not only that, but we know this, Bruce. When people do prayers and meditation, they will have a certain experience, and for some people it is more profound, more effective than with other people. And there have been studies that show that the people that are making more energy have higher levels of NADH and NAD+ are the people that are getting the most out of their prayers and meditation. And there's actually controlled studies about this where people were mm-hmm. hooked up to machines that were measuring their brain waves, which were known to change for the positive during meditation. And then they tracked the people's level of NAD, and they looked at the permanence and how rapidly these people's brain waves changed in relation to NAD. And so myotrol, as you know, as a result of it, you know, helping with this production of energy, not only has the potential for helping you build muscle and be able to get up feeling more refreshed and feeling more focused and like that, but it also can help, literally help, in your spiritual practice. And I wanted to bring that out because there's almost an endless amount of research and discovery that's going on day by day around the whole issue of health and wellness and longevity, disease prevention, etc. And we already know that by keeping your inflammation low, you've already won half the battle, right?
Right.
And, mm-hmm. and then there's a whole number of things, with including levels of glutathione, levels of NAD, that are also very well-known contributors to health and wellness and longevity. And as science moves along with people like Eric Kurtz, not only do we discover for certain what really is happening, you know, chemically in our bodies that either leads to illness and early death or health and longevity. And Eric is what they call a discovery-based research scientist, where he is using new discoveries and then himself discovering ways to have an intervention, which is what myotrol is. It's a pill you take that's all natural, that is an intervention in major aspects of health and disease. And there are these unique people, unique scientists, that have the ability to discover the different metabolic pathways and to research and understand other people's studies about these pathways, and then have the ability in a highly sophisticated FDA quality research laboratory, the ability to test different plant extracts in various forms of solubility and purification to see what the effect is going to be on the genes. And they have computer systems that aid them in identifying which genes are activated by which molecules. And the AI is making it even better and even faster. And so this is a time of our lives, 2025 here, where you're starting to see products being produced, not only by Eric Kurtz, but by others as well, that are a huge advancement in the science and the capability of health and wellness. And there's, you know, we're all waiting for the med beds, which are essentially going to be interventions that will restore our DNA back to a form when it was much younger, because as we age, our DNA gets damaged as we go along. And there's damage to DNA, and then when it divides and replicates, there's a mutation. And so your DNA is not the same today as it was yesterday. And each day that goes on, you have more and more damage, and then at some point, that damage which is caused by inflammation, results mm-hmm. in some type of an illness. But now we're beginning to discover what are the ways to stimulate the genes that have gone dormant, that have been methylated, and how is it that we can stimulate them to act much younger. And this is essentially what a med bed will do. It will restore your genetic potential back to a younger age. And Myotrol is doing the same exact thing. It's called an epigenetic editor. And so it's doing the same thing in effect, Bruce, but it's not doing exactly the same thing that a med bed will do. The med bed will actually repair your DNA, whereas Myotrol acts at the surface above the DNA, the epigenome, above the genome, and that's 50% of the game. How healthy is your DNA, and what's going on with the area around your DNA? What's the environment like? What molecules are present there inside the nucleus where they have the ability to ping the sheath around the DNA? And so it's twofold. It's the gene itself, and it's the environment around the gene, which is changing minute by minute based on what you eat, based on what time of day it is, what month it is, how old you are, and your genome and your epigenome is never the same from minute to minute to minute. And so we're just extremely fortunate that someone like Eric Kurtz has figured all this stuff out and released it here in 2024, towards the end of 2024, released the first product in this new category of epigenetic editors. And that's why you see these testimonials that are coming in. These are real testimonials from people using the product that are verified by a third-party source. And this is what Eric wanted to see. He wanted to commission Boomers Forever Young to help him get this product into the hands of thousands of people so we could see what the testimonials would be, because he knew in his heart it was going to help more than just muscle, and that we would see these testimonials about swollen ankles and focus and concentration and energy and feeling 30 years old again. And he wanted to know what actually was the deal and if he was going to continue to make it. So the big call, Bruce, has played a significant role in the further creation of this product. A lot of big call listeners are the ones that are writing in these testimonials, and it's contributing to the advancement of science. Without these testimonials, Eric would stop making the product, right?
Sure.
And so it's a very important part that we all play. Boomers, who sends it out in the mail to people, keeps track of it, collects the money, and pays Eric to produce the product, and then pays the gel cap manufacturer to actually put Eric's creation into those gel caps. Boomers pays them to do that, okay? And so that's our role. We receive the money from the customer. We pay Bill to do the shipping. We pay Stephanie. We pay Lucy. We pay Jim. We pay the IT people that maintain the website. We pay Eric, and we pay the gel cap manufacturer. We pay the shipping company. We pay Ron to be the receiving and stock person, right? And that's our role, right? Eric does his thing, we do that part, and then the people like the Big Call listeners that are using the product and writing in these testimonials are a critical piece, because without that, ultimately, there would be no more Myotrol.
That's so right.
That was what I wanted to talk about tonight, Bruce. It's a it's an honor to be able to be the purveyor of Myotrol and to help the people that we're helping. And it's an honor to be on the Big Call and be associated with such quality people that are trusting us to try the product and then taking the effort to write in their testimonial about how it's working for them. So thanks to everybody that's done that.
Well, thank you too, Bob. Thank you. It's an honor for us on the Big Call to have you as a co-host, as a major contributor along with Sue to the Big Call. And I want to thank you for the explanation of what you said about Myatrol, about the DNA, about what happens and making the comparison, you know, to the med beds and why this is a little different, but achieving a lot of the same things. And it's just, it's really good to know that not only are you the purveyor of Myatrol, but you're the exclusive purveyor of it. There's nobody else that has this product. Eric Kurtz is manufacturing this for your distribution, which is primarily to Big Call Universe and anybody else that finds out about it. So it's a wonderful blessing that we have the benefit of Eric and his genius in creating Myatrol, and we'll see what else he comes up with. But this is beautiful that we have the ability to buy this and get it, you know, get it sent to us regularly. And I want everybody to know, Bob, that to take advantage of Myatrol and the Dynamic Combo and any other number of products that we have with Boomers, all you do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And when you get on the homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's a direct link to Bob's website. So you click on it, takes you right into the Boomer site, and then you can go through and see the various products that you have, and you can take a look. And in the current sale is designed for you to choose whatever products you like. And if you haven't even tried Myatrol yet, you need to, and then you can purchase it along with any other products that you want. And if you spend $75 total, you will get a 10% discount. If you spend $150, you'll get 15%. And if you go all the way to $200, you'll save 20%. So it's a graduated discount based on the volume of your total purchase. And I think it's designed well. And I think anybody that sets up their auto ship or their subscribe and save program should set this up and take advantage of that as well. So that's the sale that's in place right now in July. It did well last month, and it gives you guys the flexibility and it gives you the choice to purchase whatever products you like on sale, 10, 15, or 20% off, depending on the volume, total volume that you buy. Now, if you know how to get to the website, put an order together that way and use your shopping cart and all that. But if you need any help or you're not quite sure about something, you can call, and the 800 number is 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So, you know, tomorrow's a great day to call in on Wednesday. Any day is a great day. If you call in and you don't get a person to pick up right now, then what you do is leave your name and your phone number, and they'll call you right back. As soon as the line clears, they'll call you back. I've done it before. Stephanie is my rep, and I get to her. But if I don't get to her, she'll call me right back in a matter of minutes. So it's really very effective, and it works great. All right. So that's what you've got right there. And I think we are blessed to have Boomers as essentially the company that responds well to Big Call Universe. Our Big Call listeners are very important to Boomers, and boomers is important to us. So thank you, Bob, for everything that you said tonight. Wonderful discussion. It just never ceases to amaze me how much information you have and how much information we get when you go into an explanation about a product or about a situation or about health or DNA or any number of things. So thank you, Bob. Okay.
You're welcome.
Let us delve into the intel portion of the call. Now, I've got some things I'm going to share with you, as I always try to do, and I'm trying to keep it in some form of an order. So I'll tell you where we are and what's happening. There are bonds that are very large, multi-billion dollar bonds, and those are known as Super Pacelli, obviously an Italian name, Super Pacelli. And these Super Pacellis are paying out today and tomorrow. I think that's going to be it for those Super Pacellis to pay out, and these are being used to back up our transactions, to back up the monies that will be coming to pay us, and as well as other, let's call them sovereign bonds and monies that are coming from so-called sovereign accounts. And there are a number of these trusts, as you guys know, the Rodriguez Trust, the St. Germain Trust, those have already kicked out lots and lots of money in terms of one with a zero after it. They go 15, 20, 30 zeros sometimes. They're a lot. They're huge numbers that most of us couldn't even pronounce. But those accounts are being used to help fund what it is we're going for. Now, the thing that we're looking at now is, where do we stand on the Iraqi dinar? They were supposed to have revalued their currency again, and I believe they did, and it's at a decent rate on the screens, but it's currently on the back screen of the Forex. Now, if all goes according to plan, tomorrow that back screen IQD rate on the dinar will go and show itself on the front screen of the Forex. If that happens, that currency, the IQD, or some call it NID, New Iraqi Dinar, is how it's known sometimes, the NID or IQD, Iraqi Dinar, will reflect on the front screens of the banks and redemption centers. Now, today, we had approximately 17 currencies on the front screens of the redemption centers, and those were fluctuating in value as trading is continuing between various currency trading pairs. That's happening, and that fluctuates. And where last week we had 9 currencies, and they were solid on the screen, today we had about 17 currencies, and we think there could be as many as 24 that are actually going to appear when we go in for our exchanges. So today we heard 17 currencies, and we heard that they were on the screens, legible, but they were also using placeholder rates in some cases. Placeholders, not maybe the official rate that would be used for the time of exchange. Now, I explained earlier that the difference between the ZIM, which does not have a contract rate, it has a simple one-to-one relationship with the USN, our new United States dollar, is called USN for new. Some say USN means U.S. note. Either way, and USTN, United States Treasury note, is what we're calling the actual physical money currency that will be in the bank drawers and in shrink-wrapped packets at the redemption center for us to see and take home those new bills. Those packets are in $500 increments, and we'll take home a multiple of those, probably not to exceed 5,000. I think they want to keep us in the 3,000 to 5,000 range per person on the actual new USTNs. If you're somebody who doesn't use cash and you're like, what is that? I don't even use that. I only use a debit card, or I only use a crypto or whatever, then you don't have to worry about it. It's only there for those that like to use cash and that want the new notes to take, and that'll come off your balance at the bank with Wells Fargo, if that's your bank. Okay, and that's at the redemption center. Those USTN, our new currency of the dollar, is also in the banks. And they've had at least 3 or 4 deliveries of those new currencies in both redemption centers and banks. So they're going to be ready whenever the time is right to let it go. All right, so let's see, what else do we want to talk about. We talked about the contract rate on dinar. The contract rate on dinar is like on a back screen of the redemption center. They know about it, and we know about it. And if you know about it, first of all, if you have dinar, see if they offer you the contract rate. It'll be much, much higher than the screen rate of the dinar at the redemption center, and way above the screen rate at a bank. Could be 10 times what the bank rate is. So you go in there, you're ponying up your currency. They know who you are. They're going through and calculating. Let's say you've got dinar and you let them do that. And then if they don't offer you the contract rate, you ask politely for the contract rate. That's designed. President Trump designed that for us to get the maximum benefit from the exchange of the Iraqi dinar. Boom. You thank President Trump for that, for the contract rate. All right? So get that. Take that. Even if you have Zim, and most of us do, not everybody, but even if you do, you still have access to the contract rate on the dinar. That's the latest version of what that's all about. Now, let's talk about what else is happening. We know the 4th of July is Friday. We know the big, as I call it, the big, bad, beautiful bill has been passed in the Senate and has been tossed back to the House for final, I don't know what we're going to call it, adjustments, passage of the bill. And then if they need to, they'll reconcile the House version and the Senate version of the bill. That's a normal process that happens. They might compare certain things when the House bill to the Senate bill and then come up with a compromise or a change in the final bill that gets voted on in the House, and that gets sent over and signed by President Trump. President Trump wants this on his desk by Friday, July 4th, and I think the House received that bill today, and they should be working on it certainly by tomorrow and getting that done. And it might show up to the president's desk even early. Maybe it shows up Thursday instead of Friday. We'll see what they do. Okay? Why is that important to us? Because everything that we have been speaking about is in that bill, that BBB, that big, bad, beautiful bill. Oh, that's 4 B's. That's right. So, I knew that. So, what's in it? The RVGCR is in there. Okay. What else? NASARA? Yes. Certain aspects, at least, of NASARA are in the bill. Maybe not all of it, but the basics of it are in there. The Doge payments that we're expecting to receive, oh yeah, that's budgeted, that's in the bill. What about restitution and reconciliation allowance, the R&R we've talked about? Yep, that's in there too. Increase in Social Security should be in that bill. Everything is there that we've been talking about. So this bill, it's not perfect. We know it's not perfect. There's some things that have been pulled out of it that should have stayed in there. But thanks to the parliamentarian, she pulled certain things out of the bill. And unfortunately, they may or may not get reinserted by the House. So we'll see what happens in the final thing. But either way, it's a positive move forward for us, for our country. It's a huge tax bill that reduces our taxes substantially, and it does give certain breaks to people working overtime or servers on their tips. And there are certain things, provisions in there, which benefit everyone, not the rich. Forget that stupid Democratic argument of benefiting only the rich. You've got to be kidding. Are the rich the ones waiting tables and serving us? Are the rich the ones that are working 40 hours and getting overtime after that? No, they're not. So forget that argument. That's not true at all. And so you guys will see what is included in this. Now, July 4th is a huge day. Obviously, it's our Independence Day. It's Friday. It's a national holiday. And we do believe that President Trump will make certain announcements relative to the Big Bad Beautiful Bill, as well as Nisara. I believe he'll discuss the fact that all currencies around the globe are asset-backed. Now, some are backed by gold, some are backed by other assets. Ours are backed by gold, silver, platinum, palladium, oil, nat gas. Don't even forget patents. We've got a lot of patents that are worth a lot of money. That's part of the asset class. So we have physical assets that are backing our U.S. yen currency, which is up on the screens trading now already. And that's true of every other currency around the globe, is asset-backed and being traded as such. So that's what I wanted to say about what President Trump should speak to us about on Friday. Now, what about the timing for this? I have information that suggests that if the Super Pacellis paid out today and tomorrow, and the dinar does move from the back screen at the 4X to the front screen at the 4X, then it could show up on the front screens at the redemption center and banks, and that we would be able to be notified shortly thereafter. Could be as early as Thursday, Friday. I'd say the notification period could take us all the way to next Tuesday. And there are other reasons for that. Now, the majority of the information says that we get started with this by or on the weekend. But there is other information that says that it might not be until early next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, in that time frame. Now, I know why, and I'm not going to go into the why that is. It's complicated, and I understand it, but I'm not sure it benefits us to really follow it that way. Now, I'm going to say this. Whichever it is, it's happening soon, and it's happening in July, and all of these things should benefit us by the second week of July. Now, the general public is not going to start with this until the third or fourth week of July. But we will have it, and I believe we'll have it as Tier 4 A and B for the first week to 2 weeks after this is achieved, after we get the actual revaluation known. Okay, and the global currency reset of all currencies around the globe being used, backed by assets, asset-backed currencies. That's the name of the game. We're all interconnected. All countries are interconnected on the quantum financial system through the Starlink satellite system and the fintech system and blockchain technology for the crypto coins. The crypto coins are actually backed also by the assets backing the USN and are being used digitally. As you guys know, it's a digital coin. And there are five coins. We've talked about them in the past. And XRP, I think, is one of the main ones, along with Bitcoin and Ethereum and some of the other two that I can't think of right now. All right, now, one other thing that's interesting that I found out yesterday through the United Bank of Switzerland, UBS, did a test yesterday to wire every country around the world, which is 209 countries, every country got a 1 penny, a 1 cent transmission. We used to call it a bank wire. A transmission of 1 cent in value to a bank in each country all around the globe, 209. Every one of those countries, their, let's call it their treasury bank instead of central bank. Every one of their treasury banks received the 1 penny transfer in 7 seconds. So the new system, QFS, through Starlink, works very quickly to get money wired, if you will, around the globe. 7 seconds. And that's what we're going to be able to experience when we send money to various people, various accounts, various entities that we send it to, obviously through the quantum financial system. That, and realize this, the quantum financial system through Starlink tracks all transactions, every one, regardless of the amount, regardless of the location. So there's not going to be any funny business. All of this will occur, I believe, because of the quantum financial system, the quantum computers, the Starlink, everything's wired and designed so that it's totally encrypted and everything is safe. And that's why our exchanges and our redemption of them are going to be very large amounts, as you guys know, very large balances. And those will be held in the quantum financial system, in our quantum accounts. We'll have a quantum access card about 3 times the thickness of a normal credit card, which has 3 chips in it, 3 computer chips in it, and we will access the funds in our quantum account, as you guys know, with a biometric fingerprint or thumbprint, with a brand new username and a brand new password for the account, and a 5-digit code, PIN code, and a new email and a new password for the email. So all of those features are built in as part of our quantum access card. So we will access the huge funds that could be in the trillions, quadrillions, or whatever, and then move some of those funds as we need them. The first move we make will be on the day we do our exchanges. and our resume redemption. We'll move money from our quantum account into our primary Wells Fargo account. And then we'll move that into other sub-accounts or other bank accounts as we add one or two more banks to our Quantum Access card. We could do that later. We wouldn't do that on day one. On day one, you're getting your master account or your primary account hydrated from your quantum account. And we'll see how that works with the R&R money that should be there. We'll see how much we take in from our currency exchange and our resume redemption, and we'll move a reasonable balance, it could be large, a reasonable balance into our primary Wells account. Now, I understand you can negotiate your interest rate on money that you have in your bank account, let's call it primary or master account, and if you have secondary accounts with Wells, you would also be able to earn interest on those secondary accounts as well, because you could have a very sizable balance in one or more accounts. Now, that rate, I'm not going to discuss. It's fluctuated up and down. It's very reasonable, though, and I think that we'll do very well just with interest that's earned on the principal in our primary account, primary and secondary accounts. Okay, and in my case, I'm going to ask for the interest to be paid out quarterly so that I have a goal of trying to invest, give away, spend, however you want to say it, into my projects, into people's lives, into humanity, around the globe. I have a goal every month to get rid of that much money. Every quarter, which is 3 months, every quarter get rid of it. And then the next quarter, we got this much coming in. Okay. And then the next quarter, and so on and so forth. So the challenge is going to be to make sure your projects are scaled enough to where you can use the money that has been in your quantum account and moved to your primary or secondary accounts. I told you guys I was going to have a primary account, and then I was going to put my four LLCs for the four project names underneath that master account, all of which is under a master trust. A master trust is over, like an umbrella, over the primary account and the four secondary accounts that are based on the LLCs. And that's how I'm doing it. That's based on discussions over a couple of years with my trust attorney. So we'll see how that comes together. Let's see, is there anything else in the way of intel? I think you guys get the idea. We are very close. Could we get notifications on or about the 4th of July? It's possible. I've heard that. 5th is on a Saturday. Could be that we start exchanges even over the weekend. Or, based on other information, could we get notified very early next week and start exchanges like Tuesday? I'm going to hold out and say, I'm not sure. We all want it yesterday, so it doesn't really matter. We're there. We're getting very close to the end. So I want everybody to stay positive and remember what hope means. Hope is a positive expectation that something beneficial is going to happen for you. And I'm going to speak that to all of you in Big Call Universe around the globe, and I speak that for myself, for Sue, and for Bob, that this is going to be a really very, very strong July. And 4th of July, I'm looking forward to what President Trump's going to tell us. I'm looking forward to this big, bad, beautiful bill, as I call it. The big, beautiful bill is what it's officially known as. to go and to be on President Trump's desk by Friday, the 4th, maybe beforehand. Wouldn't it be amazing if Congress actually did something early and actually got something in prior to the 4th? There's a lot of reason why it's possible, and I hope that it does happen that way. And, guys, we have to thank President Trump for having done a wonderful job in his first 5 months of, if that's where we are now, of his second term. And he, you know what? He gets it coming and going. But he's strong enough and spiritual enough to be able to handle it on a daily basis. And I want to say thank you, Big Call Universe, for tuning in. I want to mention what Sue mentioned earlier. She is not going to process any new requests for MedBed 100 classes sent or any of the other Designing Your Best Future, DYBF 100 classes until Monday. But you can send them in between now and Monday, which I would recommend you do, because you'll have other things to do soon. So go ahead and send her an email to Integrated Minds, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. Send that to her tonight very simply and just say on the subject line, MedBed 100 or DYBF 100, and then make sure that either if you don't have PayPal, it's okay. If you have it and want to use it, let her know, hey, I have PayPal. Okay. If you don't, she'll create an invoice for you through PayPal and send that down to you so you can pay for it another way. All right? So do that. Put your name and your cell phone number in the body of your email so she'll have your name, which doesn't appear in a lot of emails addresses, as you guys know. And she'll also have your cell phone number, which she can text you something if she needs. She won't bother you. She won't even call you, even if you want her to. She wants to do it all by email. And you got to watch your email to see initially the first one come in, and then when you respond back, she'll respond, and then you'll be looking for a second and a third and possibly a fourth email from her. Okay? And all of this stuff comes to you. These classes come as pre-recorded classes, and you get them, and you're able to just click on the link and go through just like you would any video that you have on your phone or your computer. So you'll be able to move forward, move backwards, and then, of course, you'll be able to listen to it over and over again. Just don't delete your email that comes in. All right? So do that. And also, if you would like, if you haven't registered on bigcalluniverse.com, be sure to do that because we're going to send out an email with the 800 number that we get that you guys can have so that you'll make sure you have the 800 number, whether it's from Big Call Universe or whether it's from Wells Fargo that has your emails. They're not going to have everything perfect. And we hope that we have everybody's most up-to-date email. Now, here's the key. So that you don't get dropped by the system that Big Call Universe is on, you have to open your email from us and from Bob occasionally. You don't have to do whatever it says, but you need to open it every one or 2 months or you'll get dropped by the system because the system thinks it's spamming you if you don't ever open it. And so it'll delete you from our database. I don't want anybody deleted because I want to be in touch with you guys with a podcast that I do, maybe solo, maybe I do one with Bob or Sue or a team about upcoming projects. like Rebuild America, like the Veterans Retreat Network, like Rebuild International, like the Pastoral Retreat Network. Those are the four projects that I'm going to do. And I need help on Rebuild America and Rebuild International. Need a little help on that. So if you speak Spanish and you speak French, you could be good to go with us on a trip to Haiti and Dominican Republic, probably staying in the DR. And it could be that we are able to work something out for the people of Haiti and the people of the Dominican Republic on the island of Hispaniola. Okay? So I'm looking forward to that. I had dreams years ago about doing work in Haiti. Years ago. Before we even had the idea of Rebuild America or Rebuild International. So we'll see how that comes to fruition. Rebuild America, I told you guys I'm looking for 5,000 or more people that are Big Call listeners and Big Call Universe that would help me in various towns, communities, cities throughout this country. Why 5,000? I was planning on 100 cities, towns, or communities per state times 50 states. And that's before we looked into what might happen with Canada or some of the other areas, the territories that we know about. We'll see. And we have to all learn the Canadian anthem, probably. Oh, Canada, I wish I knew the words to your great anthem. I like your anthem. I think it's good. And, you know, we love Canada. We love Mexico. And we love a lot of people around the globe. We really do. And we're going to do this to uplift and level the playing field, not only for our country, but for the rest of the world. And we'll be able to do it. We just got to get started. So let's do this. I want to thank Sue. Thank Bob. GCK, great creative Kendall, for all the artwork he's done over the years. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Pastor Scott. And thank you, the SAT team, satellite team, for getting the call out all over the globe every Tuesday and Thursday night. Thank you, Big Call Universe, the listeners all over the globe and beyond, that have listened to the Big Call for these 14 years. And I appreciate you. And I appreciate your hanging in there and moving forward one step at a time as we do everything that we're talking about doing. It's going to be a new world, guys. Wait till the technologies start coming forward from all of the patents that have been held back from being processed and executed and inventions coming out. It's going to be fast and furious on those, I think. I really think we're going to move very quickly into the golden age, as President Trump called it. So let's do this. Let's pray the call out, and then we'll look forward to talking with you all on Thursday night, the 3rd of July. Lord God, we just thank you so much that you have us in the palm of your hand, that no person can remove us from your love and from your hold on us. We love you. We love that we have relationship with you through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and through the Holy Spirit, the other member of the Godhead. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives to prepare us for this and to have the perfect timing come on this incredible blessing. We thank you for it all in advance. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. We'll see you Thursday.